This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our series, we are going through the Medina Arabic syllabus. We are currently on volume 2 and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in this majlis, we will be going through lesson number 20. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we went through lesson number 19 and what did we learn? We learned the various types of negation. We talked about negation in the past tense, negation of the present tense, and new negation in the future tense. Walhamdulillah. Example, Ma darastu, I did not study. La a'rifu, present tense, I don't know. Lan adhaba, I will not go in the future. Excellent. Past tense, present tense, and future. Walhamdulillah. We also learned about emphasizing some negation with regards to the future. Lan aktuba ilayhi. Lan aktuba ilayhi abadan. Lan aktuba ilayhi abadan. I will not write to him ever. Abadan indicates this emphasis for the future, insha'Allah. As for emphasis with regards to the past, then we use qattu. Qattu, example, ma ra'aytuhu qattu. I have not seen him ever. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We now move on to lesson number 20. And in lesson number 20, we will be covering some of the duals, insha'Allah. So for example, riyalun, one riyal. Riyalani, two riyals. That's in the marfu form, riyalani. And then what if it is in the mansub form, riyalaini? What if it's in the majroor form, riyalaini? So riyalani, riyalaini, riyalaini. Excellent. Akhawani, akhawaini, akhawaini. Kitabani, kitabaini, kitabaini, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. So let us begin with the dialogue, insha'Allah. Al-Abu, the father, says, Kam suratan hafizta ya Bashiru? Kam suratan, how many surahs? Remember, after kam, the word after it must be in the singular form and it must be mansub. So, kam suratan hafizta ya Bashiru? How many surahs have you memorized, O Bashir? How many surahs have you memorized, O Bashir? Bashir says, Hafizutu suratan wahidatan. Hafizutu suratan wahidatan. I've memorized one surah. Hafizutu suratan wahidatan. I've memorized one surah. Al-Abu, Wakam suratan hafizuta ya Umaru. And how many surahs have you memorized, O Umar? Umar says, Ana hafizutu suratini. I have memorized two surahs. I have memorized two surahs. So in the marfu form, it would be suratani. Suratani. As for the mansub form, which is what it is here, mansub form, then it is suratini. And if it's in the majroor form, it's also suratini. Just like how we would have had suratun, suratan, and suratin in the singular form. Like we would have had bilalun, bilalan, and bilalin. Well, when it comes to the dual, the forms are suratani, surataini, and surataini. Excellent. Muawiyah. So this brother's name is Muawiyah. Ya Abati, oh my father. Ya Abati, this is like a statement of endearment, my loving father. Ya Abati, Ja'a al-yawma, came today, Mudarrisani Jadidani. What came today? Who came today? Mudarrisani Jadidani. Two new teachers. Ja'a al-yawma, Mudarrisani Jadidani. Ahaduhuma, one of them. This is something new. Ahaduhuma, one of them, one of those two new teachers. And notice, mudarrisani, and so our describing word is jadidani. Jadidan must follow the rule of what it is describing, and so it's also in the dual form. Ahaduhuma lil fiqhi, one of them for jurisprudence, for fiqh. Wal akharu lil hadithi, and the other for hadith. So we have two new teachers. One is the teacher for fiqh, and one is the teacher for hadith. Bashir says, Ya Abati, O my father, قَرَأْتُ الْيَوْمَ كَلِمَتَيْنِ جَدِيدَتَيْنِ قَرَأْتُ الْيَوْمَ قَرَأْتُ I read. Who read? I read. So Bashir is saying, I read. الْيَوْمَ today. What did you read, Bashir? كَلِمَتَيْنِ two words. كَلِمَتَيْنِ جَدِيدَتَيْنِ كَلِمَتَيْنِ is feminine and it's dual. Kalimataini jadidataini. I read two new words. Fi hadha al-kitabi, in this book. Ya abati, qara'tu al-yawma kalimataini jadidataini. Fi hadha al-kitabi, I read two new words. In this book, ma huma, what are both of them? What are they? Ma huma, what are they? Huma al-mushtu wal-mikhaddatu. Al-mushtu wal-mikhaddatu. What are the two new words? Huma, two of them. Huwa is he. Hum, they. And huma, two of them. Huma is the dual, insha'Allah. Al-mushtu wal-mikhaddatu. Musht and mikhadda. Excellent. A'arafta ma'nahuma. His father says to him, A'arafta, do you know? A'arafta, do you know? A'arafta, do you know? Ma'nahuma, the meaning of both of them. Ma'na is meaning. Ma'nahuma, meaning of both of them. Do you know the meaning of both of them? Na'am, sa'altu al-mudarrisa. Yes, I asked the teacher. فَشَرَحَ لِي مَعْنَاهُمَا فَشَرَحَ I asked the teacher and so he explained. شَرَحَ We say, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي Oh Allah, expand for me my chest. So when somebody does a sharh of something, they are obviously explaining and expanding on the matter. فَشَرَحَ لِي مَعْنَاهُمَا And so, they explained it to me. They explained the meaning of both of them to me. أنا الآن أذهب إلى السوق. I am now going to the marketplace. أتريدون شيئاً؟ أتريدون شيئاً؟ He's asking his kids. أتريدون؟ Do you people need شيئاً? Do you people need anything? أريد دفتراً. So we find that Umar says, أريد دفتراً. What's a دفتر? دفتر is a notebook. أريد دفتراً. And Muawiyah, عندي دفتراني. عندي دفتراني. I have two notebooks. وأريد دفترين آخرين. And I want two more new books. And I want two more notebooks. عندي دفتران وأريد دفترين. أريد دفترين. Here the دفترين is in the منصوب form. It's the object. It's in the فتحة form. Whereas at the beginning of the sentence, it was in the مرفوع form, the ضمّة form. عندي دفتران. دفتران, that's in the مرفوع form, the ضمّة form. عندي دفتران, عندي دفترٌ, for example. عندي كتابٌ, I have a book. عندي كتابان, I have two books. وأريد كتابين آخرين. عندي كتابان وأريد كتابين آخرين. That's an example. Here he says, عندي دفتران, I have two notebooks. وأريد دفترين آخرين. And I want two more new books. notebooks. عندي ملفان. Bashir says, I have two files. صغيراني, I have two small files. وأريد ملفين كبيرين. And I want two big files. من أين لك هذا القلم الجميل؟ From where did you get that beautiful pen? ذو اللونين يا بشير, which possesses, which has two colors. Where did you get the two colored pen from, O Bashir? من أين لك هذا القلم الجميل? Beautiful pen. ذو اللونين, which possesses, which has two colors. لون color, لونين, two colors. يا بشير. اشتريته, I bought it. بكم اشتريته? بكم اشتريته, joining. بكم اشتريته, for how much did you buy it? اشتريته بريالين. اشتريته بريالين. I bought it for two reals. So you have ريالان, then you have ريالين, and then you have ريالين. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله, excellent. So that covers the comprehension passage, inshallah. We now move on to the exercises. Exercise number one. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. كم سورة حفظ بشير؟ كم سورة حفظ بشير؟ How many surahs did Bashir memorize? حفظ سورة واحدة. Only one surah he memorized. حفظ سورة واحدة. حفظ سورة واحدة. حفظ سورة واحدة. He memorized one surah. Number two. كم سورة حفظ عمر؟ How many surahs did Umar memorize? حفظ سورتين. حفظ سورتين. He memorized two surahs. بكم اشترى بشير القلم؟ For how much did Bashir buy the pen? بكم اشترى بشير القلم؟ Fast reading. بكم اشترى بشير القلم؟ بكم اشترى بشير القلم؟ For how much did he buy the pen? جواب. اشترى القلم بريالين. اشترى القلم بريالين. بريالين. اشترى القلم بريالين. He bought the pen for two reals. Inshallah. Excellent. Exercise number two. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. مرفوع, meaning the Dhamma form. منصوب, the Fatha form. مجرور, the Kasra form. جاء المدرس. جاء المدرس. The teacher came. رأيت المدرس. I saw the teacher. So in the first one, the teacher is the one doing the action. جاء المدرس. The teacher is the one who came. رأيت المدرس. I saw who? I'm the one doing the seeing. Who did I see? I saw the teacher. Teacher is the object in the sentence, and that's why it's got a fatha. ذهبت إلى المدرس. I went to the teacher. And so here teacher came after a harf of jar, and so it will be majroor. So we got المدرس. We got al-mudarrisa and we got al-mudarrisi. Walhamdulillah. We know this. This is simple. We dealt with this in book one. But now we are talking about the dual form. How do we say this in the dual form? Ja'a al-mudarrisani. Came two teachers. Ra'aytu al-mudarrisaini. I saw two teachers. Dhahabtu ila al-mudarrisaini. I went to two teachers. Remember? The mansub and the majroor form, pronunciation and writing is the same. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. And so let's implement this exercise number three, inshallah. Kam akhan laka. They want you to answer in the dual form. They want you to answer in the dual form. Kam akhan laka. Kam akhan laka. How many brothers do you have? Jawab. Li akhawani. Li akhawani. I have two brothers. You can say li akhawani saghirani. I have two small brothers. Li akhawani saghirani. Walhamdulillah. Number two. Kam kitaban indaka. How many books do you have? Answer. I have two books. Indi kitabani. Indi kitabani. I have two books. Indi kitabani. Number three. كم طالبا جديدا, how many new students جاء اليوم, كم طالبا جديدا جاء اليوم, how many new students came today, جاء اليوم طالبان جديدان. So طالبان means what? طالبان means, technically you hear in the news طالبان, طالبان means two students. كم طالبا جديدا جاء اليوم, جاء اليوم طالبان جديدان, جاء اليوم طالبان جديدان, والحمد لله. Number four. كم درسا بقي في هذا الكتاب, كم درسا, how many lessons بقي, remain, في الكتاب, in the book, كم درسا بقي في الكتاب, how many lessons remain in the book, بقي في الكتاب, بقي في الكتاب, بقي في الكتاب درسان, بقي في الكتاب درسان, there remains in the book two lessons, بقي في الكتاب درسان, والحمد لله. Number five. كم طالبا خرج من الفصل, كم طالبا, how many students خرج, exited, left, went out, من الفصل, كم طالبا خرج من الفصل, جواب, خرج من الفصل طالبان, خرج من الفصل طالبان, exited the classroom two students طالبان, كم رجلا مات في الحادث, سبحان الله, how many men, كم رجلا, how many men مات, passed away, died, في الحادث, in the accident, حادث is an accident, مات في الحادث رجلان, مات في الحادث رجلان, they passed away in the accident رجلان, two men, الله مستعان. Exercise number four, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا المثنى, the same thing here, answer using the dual form إن شاء الله. Number one, كم لغة تعرف, how many languages do you know, جواب, أعرف, أعرف لغتين, أعرف لغتين, I know two languages. So لغتين, is it in the مرفوع form, the منصوب form, or the مجرور form? أعرف لغتين, it's the object, it is in the منصوب form. أعرف لغتين, والحمد لله. Number two, كم سورة حفظت يا مريم؟ You're asking Maryam, how many surahs have you memorized, O Maryam? How does Maryam respond? She says, Hafizutu suratini, Hafizutu suratini. I memorized two surahs. Hafizutu, I memorized what? Suratini, that's what I memorized. Excellent. Number three. كم رسالة كتبت يا أحمد؟ How many letters have you written, O Ahmed? كتبت رسالتين. كتبت رسالتين. كتبت, I wrote رسالتين, two letters. Number four. كم حية؟ How many snakes? قتلت يا عمي؟ How many snakes did you kill, O my uncle? قتلت حيتين. قتلت حيتين. قتلت حيتين, I killed two snakes. Number five, كم دفترا اشتريت يا أخي, how many notebooks did you buy, oh my brother, كم دفترا اشتريت يا أخي, how many notebooks did you buy, oh my brother, جواب, اشتريت دفترين, اشتريت دفترين, اشتريت دفترين, I purchased two books, I purchased two notebooks, اشتريت دفترين, I purchased two notebooks, والحمد لله. Number six, كم سؤالا سألك المدرس, كم سؤالا, how many questions, سألك, asked you, who, المدرس, how many questions asked you the teacher, how many questions did the teacher ask you, سألني, asked me, سألني المدرس سؤالين, سألني المدرس سؤالين, سألني المدرس سؤالين, the teacher asked me two questions. Excellent. Number seven, كم طائرة, كم طائرة, how many, how many birds, rather how many aeroplanes, كم طائرة رأيت في المطار, how many aeroplanes did you see at the airport, كم طائرة طائرة. How many aeroplanes رأيت you saw في المطار at the airport؟ جواب رأيت في المطار I saw at the airport طائرتين two aeroplanes. Two aeroplanes طائرتين طائرتين والحمد لله. Number eight. كم منديلا how many handkerchiefs كم منديلا غسلت غسل كم منديلا غسلت أختك كم منديلا غسلت أختك how many handkerchiefs did your sister wash كم منديلا غسلت غسلت because it's a female كم منديلا غسلت أختك أختك. So you're speaking to, for example, brother Ibrahim, and you are asking him, how many handkerchiefs did your sister wash? كم منديلا غسلت أختك. And so Ibrahim says, غسلت أختي, my sister washed, منديليني, two handkerchiefs. غسلت أختي, منديليني. والحمد لله. Number nine. كم مشطا تريد كم مشط تريد how many combs do you want كم مشط تريد how many combs do you want and he says اريد مشطين اريد مشطين اريد مشطين I want two combs combs for the hair والحمد لله. Number 10 كم مخدة على سريرك how many pillows are there on your bed كم مخدة how many pillows على سريرك are on your bed جواب على سريري on my bed مخدتان مخدتان on my bed there are two pillows على سريري مخدتان على سريري مخدتان على سريري مخدتان والحمد لله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله تبارك الله excellent والحمد لله so يا عبد الله يا أمة الله we hope you are getting the hang of these duals inshallah remember ريالاني ريالين and ريالين the ضمة form the فتحة form the كسرة form like المدرس المدرسة and المدرس والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله Exercise number 5 now, inshallah. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا المثنى. Answer the following questions, obviously using the dual form, inshallah. مثنى, مثنى is the dual form. بكم ريالا اشتريت هذه المجلة يا آمنة بكم ريالا اشتريت speaking to a woman بكم ريالا اشتريت هذه المجلة يا آمنة how many reals did you buy this magazine oh آمنة how does she respond اشتريت I bought هذه المجلة these magazines بريالين For 2 reals. I bought these magazines for 2 reals. بكم دولارا اشتريتم? For how many dollars did you people buy? هذه الأزرار يا إخوانو. هذه الأزرار. أزرار buttons. يا إخوانو. Oh brothers. اشترينا. We bought. Because you spoke to a group. And so they respond. We bought. اشترينا. هذه الأزرار بدولارين اشترينا هذه الأزرار بدولارين for $2 number 3 بكم روبية اشتريتن بكم روبية اشتريتن for how many rupees did you people buy speaking to a group of women بكم روبية اشتريتن هذه المشطة This هذا المشط this comb يا أخواتي how many rupees did you people buy this comb for oh sisters they respond اشترينا هذا المشط اشترينا we bought هذا المشط this comb بروبيتين بروبيتين for 2 rupees اشترينا هذا المشط we bought this مشط we bought this comb بروبيتين for 2 rupees. Number 4. بكم جنيها بكم جنيها for how many جنيه جنيه is the currency you would find them using in in Egypt. بكم جنيها اشتريت؟ How many جنيه did you buy هذه المرآة يا أمي؟ Speaking to a woman. بكم جنيها اشتريت هذه المرآة يا أمي؟ But how many جنيه did you buy this mirror, oh my mother? مرآة is mirror. بكم جنيها اشتريت هذه المرآة يا أمي؟ جواب اشتريت هذه المرآة. Your mother responds اشتريت هذه المرآة بجنيهين. بجنيهين بجنيهين. I bought this mirror for two junays. Excellent. Number five. بكم لغة كتبت العنوان؟ بكم لغة كتبت العنوان؟ How many languages did you write down the address على الظرف يا علي؟ Did you write down the address on the envelope, oh Ali? In how many languages did you write down the address on the envelope, يا علي, oh Ali? So Ali responds and he says, كتبت العنوان على الظرف. I wrote the address on the envelope بلغتين. بلغتين in two languages. بلغتين. بلغتين in two languages. Next one, number six. من كم بابا, from how many doors, خرج الطلاب, did the students exit من الكلية, from the faculty. Out of how many doors did the students exit from the faculty? جواب خرج الطلاب من بابين. خرج الطلاب من بابين. خرج الطلاب من بابين, from two doors. والحمد لله. Number seven. إلى كم صيدلية, to how many pharmacies, ذهبت يا حامد, did you go, oh Hamid? MashaAllah, the entire night, Hamid was going from one pharmacy to the next. So you ask him, إلى كم صيدلية, to how many pharmacies, ذهبت يا حامد, did you go, oh Hamid? He says, ذهبت إلى صيدليتين. Only two. He says, ذهبت إلى صيدليتين. I went to two pharmacies. ذهبت إلى صيدليتين. Two pharmacies. صيدلية, one, and two صيدليتين. The next one. في كم صحيفة, in how many pages, قرأت هذا الخبر؟ في كم صحيفة قرأت هذا الخبر؟ In how many newspapers did you read this news? And so they respond, قرأت في صحيفتين. قرأت في صحيفتين. قرأت في صحيفتين. I read it in two newspapers. The next one, number nine. بكم جامعة درست, in how many universities did you study? He responds, درست بجامعتين. I studied in two universities. درست بجامعتين, at two universities. Last one. Or rather, that covers it. كم جامعة في بلدكم؟ كم جامعة في بلدكم؟ How many universities in you people's country or you people's town, city? كم جامعة في بلدكم? And they respond, في بلدنا جامعتان. في بلدنا جامعتان. في بلدنا جامعتان. Remember, you have the alif, etc., when we are in the marfu form, and the ya when we are in the mansub and the majroor form. I repeat, jami'atani, dhamma form, jami'ataini, fatha form, jami'ataini, kasra form, or better wording would be marfu, mansub, and majroor, insha'Allah. Mumtaz. The next one, they give us an example in the brackets here. بكم ريالا and بكم ريال كلاهما صحيح. ما شاء الله. You can say, you are allowed to say بكم ريالا, and you can also say بكم ريال. Both of them are permissible. بكم ريالا, بكم ريالا, and also بكم Riyalin. Both of them are correct. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. We learn generally so far the rule after kam. Your next word must be in the singular form and it must be mansub. And here they teach us, mashaAllah, that you know what? You are also allowed to have it in the majroor form. Become riyalan and also become riyalin. Why? You can in this scenario because of the ba. Because you have a ba before the kam. So it's not just a kam. You can't just say kam riyalan and kam riyalin. No. If you got a ba before, then yes. If you have a ba before, then you can say become riyalan and you can also say become riyalin, insha'Allah. Exercise number 6. Jaid, the words which are underlined, they want you to turn them into dual forms. Walhamdulillah. Fi baytina thallajatun. In our house, we have a fridge. Fi baytina thallajatani. Fi baytina thallajatani. Fi baytina thallajatani. Number 2. Dakhala ad-dukkan. Dakhala ad-dukkan. Dakhala ad-dukkanu al-barihata lis-sun. دخل الدكان البارحة. دخل الدكان البارحة. We need to correct that. دخل الدكان البارحة. Entered the dukan, entered the shop. البارحة, last night, yesterday. لسن, لسن is a thief. الله المستعان. Allah save us. دخل الدكان البارحة لسن. And what if it was, if it were two thieves, then what would we say? Dakhala ad-dukanu al-barihata lissani. Lissani. Two thieves, lissani. Dakhala ad-dukanu al-barihata lissani. Number 3. Ra'aytu fi maktabi al-baridi barqiyatan laka. I saw in the post office a telegram for you. رأيت في مكتب البريد برقية لك. I saw in the post office a telegram for you. Change that. Make it the dual form of the برقية. And so, رأيت في مكتب البريد برقيتين لك. برقيتين لك. Excellent. Look at the first one. We had ثلاجة. Thallajatun, this is marfu. And so our dual was thallajatani. Whereas here we have barqiyatan. And so our dual will be barqiyataini. Walhamdulillah. Number 4. Sa'ashtari mitran. I will buy a meter min hadha al-qumash. Min hadha al-qumashi. I will buy a meter of this material. Change that. Sa'ashtari. سأشتري مترين سأشتري مترين من هذا القماش سأشتري مترين من هذا القماش سأشتري مترين من هذا القماش والحمد لله. Number 5. ذبح أبي دجاجة. ذبح أبي دجاجة. My father slaughtered a chicken. ذبح أبي دجاجتين. ذبح أبي دجاجتين. ذبح أبي دجاجتين. My father slaughtered two chickens. Next one, number 6. أشرب كوبا من اللبن كل يوم. أشرب كوبا من اللبن كل يوم. I drink a cup of milk every day. Make it two cups of milk. أشرب كوبين من اللبن كل يوم. أشرب كوبين من اللبن كل يوم. أشرب كوبين من اللبن كل يوم. Number 7. عندي ريال. I have a ريال. عندي ريالاني. عندي ريالاني. عندي ريالاني. والحمد لله. Number 8. أريد ريالا. I want a ريال. I want a ريال. أريد ريالاني. أريد ريالين. أريد ريالين. So the previous one, عندي ريال. Make it two reals. عندي ريالاني. عندي ريالاني. But I want the object now, so it must be منصوب. أريد ريالين. أريد ريالين. أريد ريالين. والحمد لله. The next one, number 9. اشتريت هذا الزر. I bought this button بريالين. for 1 riyal. Change it. اشتريتُ هذا الزرة بريالين. اشتريتُ هذا الزرة بريالين. So we've got all three there. We had ريالاني, then ريالين, and then ريالين. والحمد لله. Number 10. أعرف لغتان. I know a language. أعرف لغتين. أعرف لغتين. I know two languages. في بلدنا لغة واحدة. In our country, there's only one language. في بلدنا لغتان. في بلدنا لغتان. في بلدنا لغتان. نعم. You don't need to obviously واحدة because that falls away. I mean, you can't say two languages one. في بلدنا لغتان. في بلدنا لغتان. في بلدنا لغتان. والحمد لله. Number 12. هذا القلم بدولار. هذا القلم بدولار. This pen is 1 riyal. هذا القلم بدولارين. هذا القلم بدولارين. This pen is for 2 riyals. Number 13. كتبت رسالة إلى أبي. I wrote a letter to my father. كتبت رسالتين إلى أبي. كتبت رسالتين إلى أبي. And the last one. يكفيني. It suffices for me. It's enough for me. الآن. Now. جنيهن. One جنيه suffices me. يكفيني الآن جنيهاني. يكفيني الآن جنيهاني. يكفيني الآن جنيهاني. والحمد لله. Suffices for me 2 junays, inshallah. أكمل كل من الكلمات الآتية في جملة. Use any of the following in a sentence, inshallah. كتاباني. How would you use كتاباني? عندي كتاباني. I have 2 books. عندي كتاباني جديداني. I have 2 new books. Number 2. كتابيني. رأيت كتابيني. I saw 2 books. اشتريت كتابيني. I bought 2 books. What's this? مزقت كتابيني. I tore 2 books. اللهم استعان. Number 3, inshallah. This give us طالبيني, 2 students. رأيت طالبيني. I saw 2 students. سألت طالبيني. I asked 2 students. Last one, they give us طالباني, طالباني. And so here, حضر الطالباني, حضر طالباني. 2 students attended. حضر طالباني, حضر طالباني. Or we could say, طالباني جديداني في الفصل. طالباني جديداني في الفصل. There are 2 new students in the classroom. حضر طالباني, attended 2 students. Or we could say طالباني جديداني في البيت. 2 new students are in the house. والحمد لله. That means we've covered exercises 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. MashaAllah. We now move on to exercise number 8. And this is just to ponder over, to read through them, inshallah. They say to us, أحدهما and والآخر. One of them and the other. أحدهما, one of them. آخر, the other. لي أخواني, I have 2 brothers. أحدهما طبيب. One of them is a doctor. والآخر مهندس. And the other is an engineer. لهذه الحافلة باباني. This bus has 2 doors. أحدهما للدخول, one of them for entry. والآخر للخروج, and the other for exiting. عندي قلمان, I have 2 pens. أحدهما أزرق والآخر أحمر. One of them's blue and the other one is red. أزرق blue and the other is red. عندي معجمان. I have 2 dictionaries. أحدهما إنكليزي والآخر فرنسي. I have two dictionaries. One of them is English and the other is French. Lana baytani, we have two houses. Ahaduhuma fil madinati wal akharu fil qaryati. One of them is in the city and the other is in the village. Ishtaraytu qamisaini, I bought two garments, two shirts. Ahaduhuma li, one of them for myself. Wal akharu li akhi as-saghir. And the other is for my small brother. Li akhi as-saghiri, for my younger brother. Excellent. This is with regards to the masculine. Ahaduhuma and akhar. We will learn later on the feminine version. That would be ihdahuma. Ihdahuma and al-ukhra. So here we got ahaduhuma and akhar. Later on we will learn ihdahuma wal-ukhra. MashaAllah. Ta'ammal al-amthila al-atiyah. There's it, subhanAllah. We just spoke about it and it is here. Ihdahuma and al-ukhra. Li ukhtani, I have two sisters. Ihdahuma mudarrisatun. One of them's a teacher. Wal-ukhra mumarridatun. And the other is a nurse. So, ihdahuma, one of them. Because we're talking about items which are feminine. Wal-ukhra, and the other is a nurse. Indi sayaratani, I have two cars. Ihdahuma hamra'u, one of them's red. Wal ukhra bayda'u, and the other is white. Fi qaryatina madrasatani, in our village there are two schools. Ihdahuma mutawassitatun, one of them is the intermediate level. Wal ukhra thanawiyatun, and the other is a secondary school. Katabtu al-yawma risalataini, I wrote today two letters. Ihdahuma li abi, one of them to my father, because risala is feminine. So ihdahuma li abi, one of them to my father. Wal ukhra li sadiqi, and the other to my friend. Ja'at mudarrisatani jadidatani, came two new teachers. Ja'at mudarrisatani jadidatani, came two new female teachers. Ihdahuma lis-sirati, one of them for sira, the history, biography of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal ukhra lit-tafsiri, and the other one is for tafsir. Walhamdulillah. They tell us al-mudhakkar ahadun, one of them for masculine. And for mu'annath, the feminine, it's ihda. Ihda. Excellent. Ta'ammal ma yali, ponder over the following. هذا القلم ذو اللونين. This pen has two colors. مفيد جدا. هذا القلم ذو اللونين. هذا القلم ذو اللونين. This pen with two colors, it is very beneficial. مفيد, very beneficial. And so technically the ذو اللونين comes in the sentence grammatically as the نعت, as the describing word. It is describing the qalam. It is describing the type of qalam. Insha'Allah. Number two. Ayya qamisin ghasalti ya ummi. Ayya qamisin, which shirt did you wash, O my mother? Then she says, ghasaltu al-qamisa dhal jaybaini. غَسَلْتُ الْقَمِيصَ, I washed the shirt. So the shirt is the object. ذَا الْجَيْبَيْنِ, the one with two pockets. ذَا, because we're not talking about ذُو, we're not talking about ذِي. This is in the mansub form. So ذَا الْجَيْبَيْنِ, the one with two pockets. الْمُدِيرُ فِي تِلْكَ الْغُرْفَةِ, the principals in that room. ذَاتِ النَّافِذَتَيْنِ الْمَفْتُوحَتَيْنِ, the teacher is in the room with the two open windows. في الغرفة, room. ذَا النَّافِذَتَيْنِ, which has two windows. الْمَفْتُوحَتَيْنِ, two open windows. Take note. ذَاتِ النَّافِذَتَيْنِ, this is our نَعْت. نَعْت, which is describing the غرفة. الْمُدِيرُ فِي تِلْكَ الْغُرْفَةِ ذَاتِ النَّافِذَتَيْنِ الْمَفْتُوحَتَيْنِ, the principals in the room with the two open windows. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ ذَاتُ الْبَابَيْنِ, to who belongs the car with two doors. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ ذَاتُ الْبَابَيْنِ, So سيارة is feminine, so that's why we're not saying ذو, but we're saying ذات. ذلك المسجد ذو المنارتين جميل جدا. That masjid with the two minaras is very beautiful. أنا لا أحب ذاك الرجل. I do not like that man. أنا لا أحب ذاك الرجل. فإنه ذو وجهين. Because he is two-faced. ذو possesses وجهين, two faces. He is two-faced. الله المستعان. Allah save us from being like that. كلمات الجديدة, new words. رجل ذو وجهين, a man with two faces. الذي يأتي كل طائفة بما يرضيها. The one who comes to every group, every طائفة, بما يرضيها, with what pleases it. الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه, he comes to these people with a face, وهؤلاء بوجه, and to those people with a face. الله المستعان. As for مشتن, it is a comb. أمشاط, مخدة, pillow. مخدة, مخدات, what's the plural there? مخدة is the singular. مخادو, this is the plural, which means pillows. زر, button. أزرار, buttons. مرآة, مرأة. مرايا, mirrors. لص, thief. لصوص, thieves. جنيه, which is your Egyptian pound. جنيهات, pounds. مفيد, beneficial. السيرة, the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. التفسير, tafsir meaning the explanation of the Noble Quran, exegesis. Dhabaha means to slaughter. Yadhbahu, dhabaha, yadhbahu, to slaughter. Sharaha, yashrahu, to expand and to explain. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, before we end off this majlis, a few words from our vocab section, insha'Allah. Abkamu is the one who is dumb. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Baka yabki means to cry. Baka yabki means to cry. Abka, to make someone else cry. Tabaka, this person, he tabaka, tabakiyan, to act as though you are crying, to show as if you are crying. Allahu musta'an. Somebody says bal. Bal means rather or to the contrary. Uridu an atub, but. You know, I want to repent, but maybe that's not the best example. Bal means to the contrary, rather than, jayid. Belgica, Belgium. Baladun, country or town. Biladun is the plural. Baladiyatun, baladiyatun. This is your municipality. The baladiyya are not picking up the dirt this week. Jayid. Bala'a, bala'a, bali'a means to swallow. Balu'atun is your sewer. Balu'atun is your sewer. It's the opening of the sewer. Balagha means to reach. That's why we say somebody is now baligh. They have now come of age. They have reached that age. Excellent. Balaghani, it has reached me. Some news, it has reached me. Balaghani annahu maridun, it has reached me that he is sick. Mablagh. Brother, what's the mablagh that you owe me? What's the amount that you owe me? Mablaghun is amount. Mablaghun al amount. We say so and so is very balighun. Baligh, the speaker is very baligh. Baligh means eloquent, eloquent. Right? And as for the word balagha, mubalagha, balagha, mubalagha, it means to exaggerate. To exaggerate. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, one prophetic maxim before we end off, insha'Allah. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith, that al halal bayyin. والحرام بين. Halal is clear and the haram is clear. وبينهما مشتبهات. And between them are doubtful matters. لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. And many people don't know about these doubtful matters. لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه.
And whoever avoids the doubtful matters, he has protected his honor, he has protected his deen. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the example. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. The one who doubles in the doubtful matters, doubles in the haram. كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. Like a farmer, a cattle farmer, he's got these sheep and these cows, etc., grazing. And it's very, very close to a boundary, very, very close to a sanctuary, a place which doesn't belong to him. And so he's grazing this flock very close to the border. كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَى أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَى اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُهُ أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجُسْ جَسَدِ مُضْغَى إِذَا صَلَحُ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Subhanallah. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim and others. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave the example, like the one who's grazing his flock close to the sanctuary, close to a boundary. And, very soon, they might even go across the boundary and they might graze in the property of another. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that every king has a sanctuary, and the sanctuary of Allah that you shouldn't dabble in are those matters which are prohibited. You're not supposed to dabble in those matters. Then he says that in the body there is a morsel of flesh. If it is correct, the rest of the body is correct. But if it is fasid and corrupt, then the rest of the body is also fasid and corrupt. What is it? It is the heart. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we find that Ashhab ibn Abdul Aziz, he said that as for, staying away from the major sins, then walhamdulillah, pious people, etc., many of them, they all stay away from these major sins. But staying away from the doubtful matters, this here, only the people of higher levels of taqwa stay away from even that. So we're not talking about them dabbling in the haram, but they even stay away from the doubtful matters, subhanallah. And why are there these doubtful matters? So that, if you dabbled in the doubtful matters, very soon you will go into the haram matters. But if you do not even dabble in the doubtful, will you enter into the haram? No. You are far away from the haram. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, doubtful matters, stay away from doubtful matters. The halal is clear and the haram is clear. And doubtful matters, stay away from them. And why is something doubtful? Because maybe you do not have proper knowledge. Also, is it doubtful for everybody? No. Some people might know that this is clearly permissible or impermissible. Those who have knowledge, they know exactly. It's not doubtful for them. But for you, it might be doubtful. And because it's doubtful for you, then you need to stay away from it. And that's the best thing for you. Why? Because that's protection of your deen and protection of your honor. Walhamdulillah. And then at the end of the hadith, in the body there's a morsel of flesh. If it's correct, the entire body is correct and wholesome. But if it's corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. What is it? It is the heart, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts which are pure. May Allah grant us hearts which are clean. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health and family and all this will be able to help them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is salim and sound. We ask Allah to purify our hearts. We ask Allah to remove the enmity, the malice, the hatred, the hasad, all of this here, the lust from our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to meet him on the day when our hearts are sound. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Remember, brothers and sisters, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your character, your akhlaq, your ibadat, all of this is also supposed to be above average. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.